Joy Tactics.
And this is ridiculous. Got mad, call me money, and it is deliciousness. Yo, my name is Nicholas, and this is ridiculous. Got mad, call me money, and it is.
Remember that?
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Yo, my name is Nicholas, and it's.
Yo, my name is Nicholas, and this is ridiculousness. Got mad.
That was never a part. That was a part of my brain that was like never supposed to be reactivated. That there's no world in which I should have remembered that. Like that would. I feel like if you would have showed me that tomorrow, I would have been like, that would have faded away. That memory.
It was holding on.
It was just holding on. Like, now it's like taking up fucking memory space, and I only have fucking 2 terabytes on my fucking brain memory USB stick.
Right.
I would kill to go to like a cousin's wedding or something and have that guy be there and just get to know him and get faded as hell with him and then never see him again.
Yeah.
Well, you know his name.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Well, clearly his name is Nicholas and his shit is ridiculousness.
And he's got, that's good. Yeah, that's hard to say.
That guy's dead. There's no way that guy's alive.
That guy's dead. If he's dead, it's from a slacklining incident. I went to school with a guy named Carl, and he got really into slacklining after high school, but they would slackline in between like mountainous peaks. So they'd be like 500 feet up in the air.
That should have been the topic, mountainous peaks.
We could still do a portion on it, a segment.
We need to do terrains. Mm-hmm. At some point. I've been begging you guys to fucking talk about terrains, but you guys are fucking scared.
No.
Terrains on the membrane. Geographic Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill, no less. That's what I'm saying. The new Bill Nye is the weed. That's all
right. Right. No. I'm following. But just to say, a lot of Carl's friends didn't make it.
Carl? Oh, they all fell to their death.
Well, I think there were multiple incidents. And well, that same community are the ones that do the wings, the squirrel suits.
Yeah.
Oh, that is what I want to get. I want to get up in a fucking squirrel suit. That I know for a fact if I do that for my first try at that, no matter how much training I have.
Yeah.
Instant death, instant cliff, like it's not, the wing fucking bursts and I'm falling to my death.
So if you got a squirrel suit for your birthday, would you use it?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Outside the bedroom?
I would just wear that shit like every day, just in the daily.
Damn. What are you saying, Jack?
I was going to say, if you want to do an activity that dangerous, literally, just let me kill you so that I can see what it feels like to kill somebody, because you're going to die anyways. So you could do it in the squirrel suit, put that shit on, and I'll choke you out at the top of the mountain until you're out of here. Let me get one ethical body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're all getting ethical bodies before we pass away, for sure.
If they had a Minority Report style technology that could map out the fate of like you're gonna die in this car accident, just like accidents, there should be like a system in place where you could just like anybody can kill them that day, like before that happens.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it just gets, it's like it scratches the itch for like serial killers and murderers and stuff like that. So it's like I think everyone kind of wins except for the person dying, you know, but it's going to happen anyways. The thing is you can't escape fate, right? It's like Final Destination.
I know. Trust me.
I love you, man.
Now, how long do you think a killing would stay with you? Would it be like mentally, like your consciousness for a while? Mentally. Right. Right.
Oh yeah. For lunch, maybe over the course of lunch.
Wow.
No, that is going to be, that is a haunting memory. That has,
well,
it's, I don't know why I'm thinking of, if you're thinking of memories as data, you know, that has to be at least 200 terabytes of data. Like if you downloaded that memory, that would take fucking a billion. That would take so days upon days on the highest speed fiber optic cable internet. On my internet, it would be, decades to download this.
I feel like you're conceptualizing a new sci-fi thing because it's the second time you've dropped to like the amount of memory.
The memory stick.
In terabytes.
A new film by Neighbor.
The memory stick.
Take it out. Take it out.
Take it out. I'm like going up to people in Starbucks and pulling out their stick and putting it in my head. Holy shit.
Oh, but yeah.
The Terra brain. Well, 22 gigabrain.
It's all slimy. Yeah. Well, today we're talking about guitars. Jin, 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 jin. Jin, 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 jin.
Is that Godsmack?
That's such an original, dude.
Oh, wow. Shit.
There was a... I want to talk about guitar joy for a second because there was... I worked on that cruise ship, right? And there's a musical on the ship called Rock of Ages. 80s musical. I've said this a few times. And they had a live band in it. So they brought they get these guys. There's like this guy from New Jersey who had like probably 25, 26, hair down to his ass, long hair. He had the, at the crew parties, he would always wear the like rave light up fingers. You know these? And he'd be like, have them right here, come here. And he'd be doing the light up fingers. He'd do it for the crew, some of the Filipino crew.
Come here.
Maybe hadn't seen that before. Come here.
We see him. We know that. We know. We know it's on your hand, dude.
And anyways, I've never seen someone embody a love of guitar as much as this guy. And this guy was like showing like 1980s level guitar love to the world. He had the fan in his face. There was a crew party one Christmas where he was like, you know, asked to perform a song from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Can you imagine? And the crew is going nuts. And he's up there, hair blowing in the air. I just don't think there's that many people out there like that anymore. That love guitar like this.
Certainly not. No.
So just shout out to him and hope he's well. He started dating a European chick on the ship who worked at in the makeup department. You can buy makeup on the ship and all this other stuff as well.
Wow.
What else are you working on?
nothing.
What kind of makeup? Anything. What kind of makeup? How much did it cost?
About this fucking guy or this story?
Clinique. Move on. The Clinique counter. Okay, Clinique. Now let's go.
Now do you guys have any guitar playing experience? I know Jack, you are a master ukulele player, which a lot of people don't know that I think you flexed a couple times. And there's one right in your background.
That's not a ukulele. That's a charango.
Oh,
that's made out of armadillo skin. I found on
the
street.
What's a charango? What's the difference between a charango and a ukulele? It looks like a ukulele.
Literally, where do I begin?
Is that the carcass of an armadillo? Is it an armadillo carcass?
That's an armadillo carcass. I don't actually know what the fuck it is. It's got no strings on it. I just found it next door. I might have said this on here. The guy next door was giving away all his son's, what is it called? A taxidermy. He had like a taxidermy collection. So there was like all these dead fucking.
He made a guitar out of
shit.
Dead.
And so he had this armadillo out there, and I grabbed that thing. And then he was going through like one by one. The dad came out and was like, "Yeah, we're getting rid of my son's, you know, no longer into taxidermy. So we're getting rid of all this." And then one by one, he went through every single item and said, "Oh, he can't get rid of that," and took everything back inside. That was humorous.
Can you show us the object?
The charango? Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy is in jail right now. The father was lying. Like he's just no longer into tax.
That's a passion.
Guitar out of armadillo and just not be into taxidermy anymore.
That's a God-given passion.
That is a passion. That's a lifelong pursuit.
So I just want to say before we see it, I'm feeling afraid that you brought this object into your house for spiritual reasons. But maybe let's get a second look and see
Have you cleansed that at all?
I'm kind of, honestly, guys, I'm a little bit over fear. I'm a little bit in the I'm a little bit in the realm of like I pray for anything even remotely interesting to be going on and I invite
I feel like you could not be cursed, Jack, by like the most powerful like occult like they'd spiritual miss me, yeah. witch whatever that you would be like,
whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.